Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose Voice for Veterans. On Radio St. Pete, online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive. And keep your interests alive. It's Keep the Boss of the Beach now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete online, it's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine.
Now, and we're back. Guess what? We've had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. And I'm going to sure enough give a shout out to our people over there downtown. Not just Bay Pines, but our offices downtown for the VA right at 501 First Avenue North. Those are our people. We thank you for listening. If you have a dental problem, if you have a regular problem, if you have a solution that you can give, be sure and take care of the ladies down there at, of course, the VA office downtown St. Petersburg. Please, thank you for all they do, and they're a good team, and they're right downtown. They'll send you out to any other locations that might be necessary. Number two. Now that we've gotten all the way into this subject, I want to start talking about the dental coverage. And I know that may not mean a lot to everybody else, but right now, with all of the things being cut, here's something that's growing in support of our veterans. Am I eligible for the VA dental insurance program? You may be eligible. It's called VA DIP, if you meet these requirements. One of them must be true. You're a veteran, enrolled in the VA health care program. You are current or surviving spouse or a dependent child of a veteran or service member. And you're enrolled in the civilian health care medical program. I'm going to repeat that part again because I think it's very important. Yes, if your children, wife, your spouse needs help, they also are eligible. Don't forget, it's just the veterans and their families. Thank you. And we said that we fought a long time to get this one approved. And the reason it is because it's the family of the veterans who are taking most of the brunt of the battle. We think about the soldier, but we also have to think about the children and the spouses. And the reason I'm saying it like that is because many, many years ago, I was out doing a major event. And I had the radio there, cameras, and everybody was talking. And guess what? A man walked up, shook our hand, thanked us for what we were doing. And I said, "Sir, thank you for your service." He said, "Not me." And he pointed to his wife. She was the veteran. So now we say spouses with pride. Whatever you're doing, if you happen to be the wife and the husband took care of the kids while you were gone, guess what? You wasn't the only one. A lot of men took care of their children while the wives are out deployed. And we want to thank them for they do. So spouses, guess what? We're now thinking about you too. We're going to make sure that spouses have the ability to use this dental program. About a VA dental insurance program benefits and how to enroll. While you may not buy private dental insurance through the VA DIP, you heard me? VA DIP, as a veteran, there are other things that will help you become eligible because you are a spouse or you're a child of a veteran. Go to, of course, come to us first. ontheairtoday.com. If you can't find out what you need, go to va.gov and put in dental. And you will see a lot more information that has been put in to now support the dental process within our veteran family. Now, what types of dental care does VA DIP cover? And how much will it cost? Of course, VA DIP, VADIP, plans cover common dental procedures that may include, of course, diagnostic services, preventative dental care, root canals, dental surgery, emergency dental care. And, of course, we still talk about pulling teeth that are not infected. If they are infected, go get you some antibiotics before you even start talking to the dentist. Because they can't pull them if they're infected. It will kill you. That's the way it is. When your teeth have a problem, it goes to the bone. And if you get down in the bone with any kind of infection, believe me, it's not something you're going to get rid of as quickly as you can. So remember, dental surgery, some emergency dental care, root canals, and other health problems that are caused by some reason for dental. So don't forget, there are things that you can do now, but the best thing to do is to get the research, know where you are in your area, be able to show the people where you're going to go, the coverage, because a lot of the dentists may have it, but it's not something they use a lot, so they may not even know that they have the ability to do what they're doing. So carry your information with you if you know that you're going to need dental service with a new dentist, or especially an older dentist that you've been in, friends, they've been taking care of your family for years, but they may not be up on all of the other things that the VA is doing to support the dental services. So be sure, have your information with you. Let them know what you're doing. Now, how do I enroll in a VADIP, V-A-D-I-P plan? First thing you do, go online. The computer now has it all right there in front of you. I enrolled in a VADIP pilot program. Do I need to enroll again? Yes, you do. Just make sure your information is brought up to date. You may not be totally re-enrolling, but you are letting them know that you're now ready to use the service. And you want to be sure that your information is current with them so you don't have that problem. Yes. What if I have more questions? On theairtoday.com or va.gov and say dental. Put in dental and all the information is there. Thank you for paying attention to the dental program because there's a lot more to do. And don't forget, you can go to ontheairtoday.com. When you turn it on, at the top of the homepage, there's a little red bar that says information, where you go to get it. That directly connects us to all of the information that we have available. And hopefully, if we don't, we can put you with those who do have it available. So yes, dental is a big thing. And the summer's coming on and everybody's going to be out playing and you want to smile and look right. Then you better get your dental uptight. Yep, that's Keith, the boss of the beach. We're talking to you about something that's been on our mind for a couple of weeks now, and we finally know that it's come to pass. We want to thank everybody who took time on Memorial Day. It's only been a week or so ago, to plant a flag at a grave. We were out at the historic Lincoln Paupers Old Cemetery. And in those days, there was a lot of veterans who came back who didn't have a lot of money. And they got put in a community grave along with a lot of other people. And we honor those because we know that there were a lot of veterans who came back. They fought. They came back. But when it got ready to die, they didn't have anything. The families didn't have anything. So there is a grave in every community that's considered an old pauper's grave. And that's where you will find a lot of veterans from World War II. A lot of them. I happened to meet a young lady out there. She was out there spending homage to her father. Many blessings to you. The other lady that was out there was helping take care of the grounds and talking about it. She interviewed me. I'm trying to interview her and she was interviewing me. So I want to thank those two ladies who stand by our cemeteries, wherever they are. In our area, there are three big ones. One here, one over in Brandon. And I think the other one is south. I don't think there's one up too big up in the Clearwater area, north of us, but south of us. So if you can't find next Memorial Day anybody that you know, just go out to one of the community graves and ask to put a flag for a veteran. And somebody will direct you to what you need to do. So, yes, thank you for all those who did that. Now we did dental. We've done thank you to the Memorial Day. And, of course, we want to thank Joe Bardot on theairtoday.com. And guess what? WVETonlineradio.com. And we want to give a shout out, of course, to our guy at Waddell McGee and Kevin Humes, our partners, and Paul Murray, one of our partners. And the Blues Man, been a friend of ours for years. He's Marine and Army. Okay? And he retired recently, and wouldn't give a shout out to Mr. Morris Roberts. Thank you to all my veterans. Right down the hall, I got a partner of mine who's a veteran, and I'm giving him a shout out. I just got him a new program booklet. Don't forget, we're hosting this live from St. Pete, Tampa, and we are the lucky ones. We have Bay Pines and James Haley. We got two major veteran hospitals, clinics, and everything right in our area. So we appreciate it. We happen to have it good. I feel sorry for those way out in Albuquerque and some other places that just don't, they can barely take care of it. And we have surrounding area new clinics. So we know that if you're a veteran and you can't get help, find us. OnTheAirToday.com, find us. We'll put you with somebody who will either pick you up, drop you off, or take care of you. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. This is the good days of life. Let the ladies roar, because the Army now, the Navy, the Marines, and guess what? Air Force, I ain't gonna forget you. And the Space Force and the Coast Guard. Thank you for all you guys do, and we will not forget you. Our program's called We Support Vets Too. We're trying to get everybody else to say, thank you for your service, but we support vets too. Let's make it a household word. Let's make it a household term, especially coming up tomorrow, D-Day. After all these years, we need to be able to stand up and say, we support vets too. And I know we're doing good. We're doing better. Life's getting to be better. I just want to say thank you again for tuning us in. And you can find us here all the time. Guess what? OnTheAirToday.com. Thank Tim Goodrich and, of course, Soundcheck Studios for what their work is doing. And we got something specially supporting them vets. Many years ago, I did a recording, and it's called California, I'm Coming, which is a song that I happen to have wrote for Little Richard, the artist, the king of rock and roll, the architect of rock and roll. And after all these years, we were able to do vinyl, and we're dedicating some of the funds, of course, to helping our veterans. Thank you again. Don't forget, if you want to get a collectible, guess what? Little Richard and the Little Richard Band. And most of the songs were written by Keith Winslow at an early age. So I'm glad to do this, and I'm glad to let some of the funds take care of our veterans. Stay tuned for the music. As we always say, keep it up. If the music won't work, then it won't work at all. We love it. Thank you. This is Keith, the boss of the beach, and I am always on the air today.com. And guess what? As Paul Harvey used to say, stay tuned for the next adventure. Stay tuned for the rest of this story. This is Over and Out with a Shout. See you next week.